Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, April 20th. Let's just say it's nice outside. I'm recording this the day before, so I don't know what the temperature actually is. So hot, hopefully. But this is not a weather podcast, so it doesn't really matter. This is episode 169 of Dailyish. goodstuff.fm/dailyish/169 is where you can find it on the internet. It's brought to you by FeedPress, which you can visit at feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days, no contracts or commitments. And be sure to use promo code DAILYISH during checkout to get 10% off your first year of awesome podcast and RSS analytics and hosting. You get 250 megabytes of file storage that rolls over monthly, and you can add more space for just $20 a month. So again, be sure to use promo code DAILYISH during checkout to get 10% off your first year. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month, as well as get free things such as the course that I just launched that I'm talking about. In the last episode, I talked about putting together the course, how I did it, why I did it. And I sort of teased that this episode would talk about the marketing and the sales numbers. So first of all, a bit about the marketing. I'm not a product marketing genius by any means. I do website design and a bit of marketing here for local businesses, but a lot of it is, you know, setting up WordPress and helping them with the content. And a lot more of the marketing angle stuff is sort of handled in-house, or they don't have the budget for it right now. So any sort of marketing stuff I do is a bit more of like personal projects and dabbling in it. And so that's why this product, this course was a good excuse to try out some of this marketing stuff. But kind of just fumbling my way through it and trying different things for this one anyways, because I didn't really want to, I didn't have time to spend a whole bunch of time sort of developing a big marketing plan for it. Anyways, what I started with was a pre-order discounted to $5. Posted a link to that on Product Hunt. This is once it's already on Gumroad. Posted a link to it on Product Hunt, personal Facebook link and Twitter posts about it. The first pre-order came one day later, so it, you know, was up there for a day from someone I don't know. I don't think I know him. Thanks, Brian, if you're out there. I talked about it on a Dailyish episode. I post about it on my personal blog. A person who pre-ordered it tweeted about it. Thanks, at SSIEG. Product Hunt then, for some reason, I don't know how this happens or if this happens often or just happened to be, you know, a perfect storm. Product Hunt themselves tweeted out a link to it from their Twitter account, which I think is around 100,000 followers. It was featured on another app or service called LaunchLister, which seems newer, but anyways. And at that point, according to Gumroad, I had 947 views, 7 pre-orders for a total of $35. Skipping around a bit, the last day before it launched, Product Hunt featured it again in a Medium article about 9 tools and resources that will turn you into a Snapchat pro. So this is before it's actually launched. And I don't think I got a few sales from that as well. And then on launch day, which was the Friday last week, I had 19 sales before it was, you know, quote unquote launched. I actually didn't realize Gumroad didn't automatically update the price to the air quotes full price. So a sale actually went through at the, you know, lower pre-order price, not a big deal, but just something to remember if you're using Gumroad. Ironically, tweets with links to Gumroad got blocked by Twitter on actually the day before the launch and then on the day of the launch. So that was kind of fun to realize I couldn't actually link to it on my number one sort of platform that I have right now with, I think, 1,600 or so followers. And so I post about a launch day on my Snapchat story, which, you know, I think there's 10 or 15 people who follow me on there, but they're obviously already on Snapchat. But, you know, the idea being, hopefully those folks might tell some folks that they know about it. Justin Jackson sent it out to his secret SMS group of makers as a test project, unknown to me when he did it, which resulted in a few more sales. And then I did discuss it on the course on Justin Jackson's Mega Maker podcast, episode 20 on the weekend, which link will be in the show notes as usual. So fairly unintentional and sort of rambling, bumbling my way through it, you know, stumbled across a good bit of luck in terms of Product Hunt tweeting it out and including it in things, but even that didn't seem to like translate to instant sales. And there's lots of reasons why, obviously, and Product Hunt might not be the exact market for something like this, where a lot of those folks are early adopters, probably just use Snapchat anyways and or discarded it if they've already tried it. So I'm not too bent out of shape about that. It was just kind of interesting bit of sort of trivia, I guess, to be a part of. All right, so sales so far. I talked about this a bit on, like I said, on Justin's podcast, but my hope was honestly for 10 sales. I had no idea who would buy this beyond 10 friends, random folks from the internet. And I'm not being like modest. I know people sometimes look, or false modest, I guess, false humility. I know people look at like, well, you've got 1,700 followers or whatever on Twitter. Well, of course you'll sell a bunch, but people don't buy stuff like that. It takes a lot of time to earn their trust and translate them into fans and translate them from fans into people who will actually pay money for a thing you're doing. But anyways, as of today, so April 20th now, although it's actually technically April 19th, so it might be slightly higher, but you get the idea. 1,987 views to the page, the sales page on Gumroad, 40 sales for a total of $223 US dollars total earned. It's important for us Canadians to mention US dollars right now, just because it's higher. So that's before Gumroad takes a cut of the sales, which I think right now my take would be from that around $185. There's some affiliate stuff codes where like Justin and others have tweeted out, thanks to him as well, and tweeted out about it. And so they get a couple bucks or $1.40 or something from the affiliate links that way. So $185 divided by 20 hours of work, let's say, is around $9 an hour. So that's actually below minimum wage here in Canada. But obviously, so I'm not going to quit my day job. But obviously now with each sale, I earn more per hour. So the potential is there to make more. But again, like I said, I was pumped when it passed over 10 in the pre-order stage, it's passed over 10 sales. So I was pumped. That was enough to make me happy with putting the work in as this experiment. And actually yesterday, April 19th, I put a $25 into Twitter, put back from, you know, my sales or whatever, to promote a tweet advertising the course. So we'll see how that does in a bit of kind of funny way of Twitter being Twitter. I got two replies from people locally here in Saskatchewan where I live who are kind of mocking and outright saying I was an idiot for doing this course thing, or else they're mocking the idea of advertising on Twitter. I'm not totally sure. And anyways, but we'll see. I'll talk about that in the future, talk about the advertising on Twitter, promotion on Twitter, just to see. Because it seems like, you know, if it's a course that sells for $7 and you can pay a buck or two a click, well, you know, you're out ahead. I also plan to do targeting some Facebook ads as well, and just to see how well that performs for this kind of things. I feel like Facebook is probably a bit more of a better platform for this, just because Twitter tends to be filled with a lot of earlier adopters, people who are willing to just try it or Google why they would use it or whatever. Whereas Facebook tends to be a bit more folks who are, you know, just a few months behind that curve of early adopters. So that's where we sit right now. It's been an interesting ride, and I know that, you know, from talking to Justin and others, like the course, the sales curve or whatever is going to drop as it already has today. Like I think there was one sale today or whatever. It's not something that's going to maintain that level, especially if I don't, you know, continue to promote it and talk about it and stuff like that. Cause there's only one time it can get featured on Product Hunt, let's say, or whatever. And so that's, you know, just the reality of this thing. So either you sort of jump on the treadmill and keep producing more courses and more and more and more, or you continue to tweet about it and promote the one you have, or you go back to helping folks with their website issues and stuff, which, you know, makes more money quicker, I guess, in a sense. But it's been a really fun experiment. And like I said, I will definitely do another one. I'm sort of sorting out what it might be. The big one on the horizon is doing some sort of podcasting course that I've always wanted to do, but really been hesitant to be involved with, just because it would be such a big thing I would have to do. But so it's trying to figure out what I might tackle next that would be in the sort of one step above a Snapchat tutorial course. So if you've got a suggestion, I'd love to hear it. Chris@goodstuff.fm. Or maybe you have a question about the project, the product, the course, the process, suggestion for something I should have done. If you're going to say mean stuff, I'm just going to trash it, so don't bother. But I do invite constructive criticism, that's for sure. I'd love to hear it. So tweet me, iChris on Twitter. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. And thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.